This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Wednesday, June 7th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. More than 5,000 government, employer and union representatives are meeting in Geneva at the annual conference of the International Labour Organization this week and next. The ILO is the UN agency focused on matters of work in the world. It is operated as a tripartite organization with representatives from labour, employers and governments. The theme of this year's conference is the future of work, with an emphasis on the effects of climate change on employment. In his opening address to the delegates, the head of the workers' group at the ILO, Luc Kotabek, emphasized that any action on climate change should consider the effects on workers and their need for a just transition to greener, more sustainable economies.
The international trade union movement's engagement on climate change is based on our realization that millions of jobs and lives are at risk if we do not combat climate change. Trade unions have a vital role to play in protecting jobs in existing workplaces and industries by demanding sustainable industrial transformation, organizing workers in new decent jobs emerging from environmentally sound investments and policies, and fighting for the just transition measures that will ensure we leave no one behind. We need more jobs, but jobs that are decent and green. The ILO needs to help us finding an alternative for making decent work and environmental work together, not just at the micro level, knowing investment in clean sectors leads to jobs, but also the macroeconomic level, keeping in mind the overall objective of decent work for all and social justice.
The ILO conference in Geneva runs until June 16th.
We're hearing about a lot of suicides.
That is Kimberly Carlsoy, the head of the Seafarers Trust of the International Transport Workers Federation, the ITF. The trust is the ITF's charity organization, which helps seafarers and their families worldwide. It is an essential operation because the 1.5 million seafarers who work on 55,000 ships help transport 90% of the world's goods. The ITF has been hearing more about suicides amongst the workers in the past few years and is about to embark on a major project to determine the extent of the problem. The issue was discussed at a recent conference of the ITF's seafarers in Cape Town, South Africa, recently. While at the conference, Ms. Carlsoy was interviewed by ITF Communications Officer Andy Conn-Gordon.
We're at the ITF Seafarers Conference in Cape Town, and we've been hearing about the issues around seafarers' health and well-being in the last few hours in the conference. And I'm here with Kimberly Carlsoy, from the head of the ITF Seafarers Trust. And with seafarers and their health and well-being, what are the particular issues that we need to be aware of that you feel we need to raise more awareness about?
Well, right now we're looking especially into social isolation, depression, and suicide at the Seafarers Trust. We started in October with holding a large workshop with 50 experts from within and outside of the maritime industry to discuss what are the risk factors, what is it that we know, what don't we know, and what kind of interventions can we use from other industries that would be applicable to seafarers. Now we've taken it so far as we're going to be doing a large study. We're putting out a call for proposals on June 15th to a number of universities, academia, and others, in order to look at what are the risk factors on board. How does seafaring as a profession make the risk of suicide or depression greater or lesser? Because it could be the ship is a protective factor as well. We don't know that as yet. What are the demographics? What do they have to do in relation to age and rank? How do they play a factor in the risk of suicide? And we're looking at nationalities as well, because in some countries, people are more likely to suicide than in other countries. And how much of an influence does that have in relation to the seafarers on board?
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.